The Sefer Snippetzer is generously sponsored by the Sacco family in memory of Joseph Sacco. Kol b'choreim haragta. We asked last night, why is b'choreim in the plural uv'chorcha ga'alta in the singular? When we refer to the firstborn of the Egyptians, we refer to them in the many. And then we refer to our firstborn who survived, who were spared, we refer in the singular. So why that difference, we'll come back to in a moment. The Yerushalmi in Brachos, we mentioned, says, Tzarech lahazkir yetzias Mitzrayim be'emes v'yatziv. One must mention, invoke the theme of the Exodus in Emes V'yatziv. Rebbe says, we mentioned Malchus Acherim Omrim, you have to mention Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, paskins this way. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Siman Samach Vav Sivkot Nun Gimel, Mishnah Berurah writes, Kosov Atur B'Shema Yerushalmi, Tzarech Lahaskir Emes V'yatziv, Tzias Mitzrayim Malchus Kriyas Yamsuf, U'Makas Bechoros, U'Mashma B'Rajba, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rajba, you have not fulfilled the obligation of Emes V'yatziv, you've not fulfilled reciting really Shema and its brachos, if you omit or if you fail to concentrate on the theme of the splitting of the sea and Makas Bechoros, the killing of the firstborn Egyptians and the fact that our firstborn were spared. Shlomo Zalman points out, halacha lemaisa, like this Mishnah Berurah, that in fact a person has to check themselves every morning, every evening, Emes V'yatziv in the morning, Emes V'emunah at night, to make sure that not only are we present and mindful of the themes of Shema, but specifically, as this Yerushalmi calls out, the Torah quotes, La'halacha, Mishnah Berurah La'halacha, to think of Hashem as the king who split the sea, and Makas Bechoros, which of course begs the question, Makas Bechoros, why? Why Makas Bechoros? Is it in addition to Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is it part of it? Are those two separate themes? Or is thinking about the Makas Bechoros, the ultimate plague, Hashem's greatest revelation, at least in Egypt, his dominion over the Egyptians, is that the manifestation of the way we remember Mitzrayim, the Exodus? Or independent and parallel to it, it's a separate theme altogether. So the Tzlach, the Nidbi Yehuda, in his commentary points out, he says, why dafka Makas Bechoros? Torah says, Ki b'chipazon yatzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim l'man yizkoretz yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. We left b'chipazon. What is chipazon? In a hurry, with speed, with alacrity. We left quickly. We were in a rush. And part of the memory, part of the fact that we have to be yizkor tizkoretz yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, we invoke this pasuk in the Haggadah, is we have to remember not only that we left, but how we left. We didn't just leave, we weren't just taken out, we were taken out in a certain manner. B'chipazon, there were no delays. We didn't sit on the tarmac. The crew didn't fail the show. We weren't pushed off from the incoming flight. There was no delay, we left b'chipazon quickly. Now why? So, who is chipazon describing? So classically it's understood to mean, we the Jewish people left quickly. Kadosh Baruch Hu on a dime, we got out. But Rashi points out, Chipazon is not about us. Chipazon was how quickly the Egyptians cast us out. When they had hit that 10th plague and they had finally had more than enough, the pressure was placed on Paro, too much to bear, until he, b'chipazon, he with speed and alacrity without delay said, enough! Go! Be gone! So therefore says the Tzlach, since in the same pasuk that tells us we're obligated to remember, and what's a critical ingredient of the memory? B'chipazon. And why was b'chipazon? Because they had enough. And why did they have enough? Makas Bechoros. It was so devastating, it so wiped out Paro and the Egyptians, that was finally what made him say, b'chipazon, quickly, get out, be gone, have had enough. Says the Tzlach, that's why. That's why in Emes V'yatziv, we mentioned kol b'chorei maragta. In Emes V'emunah, we say, amaka be'evraso, kol b'chorei Mitzrayim, both in the morning and at night, part of the theme or the memory of leaving is how we left, which was quickly. And why did we leave quickly? Not because we elected to, but because the Egyptians cast us out quickly. And why? Because their firstborn were killed. Let's end with the question we began. Why plural for the Egyptians and singular for the Jews? And moreover, why is it described, u'v'chorcha ga'alta, shutzi b'chorcha hitzalta? God saved our firstborn while he struck theirs. Why the lashon, the language of Ga'alta, not Hitzalta? And shouldn't it say, Bechoreihem aragta, Bechoreinu ga'alta? If we're being parallel, should be their firstborn and our firstborn. Why is it their firstborn and your firstborn? So for these questions, it's a beautiful Sefer Tal Yoros quotes from a commentary called Maase Hashem that the explanation is the following. The Torah is linking Pidyon Bechorim to killing theirs as if gratitude. But for what? Psukim say, what does the Pasuk say? It says, B'yom ha-kosi ga-bechor be'aretz Yisrael, hektashti li kol bechor Yisrael. On the same day I struck their firstborn, we sanctified our firstborn. V'ya kishil yishalcha bincha machar le'mor, mazos v'yamarte elav, v'yarog Hashem kol bechor Mitzrayim be'aretz Mitzrayim, mi'bechor Adam, and so on, v'chol bechor banai efteh. Every time we invoke the killing of their firstborn, but God redeemed our firstborn, as if the gratitude for our firstborn. But he points out that doesn't make sense. Because why do we have a mitzvah pidyon? Why do we redeem the firstborn? If it's in gratitude to the fact that the firstborn in Egypt, our firstborn in Egypt were spared, we wouldn't only redeem the firstborn today, all of us, or many of us, or whoever could trace themselves back to being the progeny of the firstborn during the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the beneficiaries of the firstborn of that generation being spared. The parallel to their firstborn being killed is not the firstborn in Tavshin Pei Beis, but it's figuring out who's alive today, who descends from those who were the firstborn in Egypt. So that really can't be why. So what's the answer, he says? Someone texted this to me last night after Siddur Snippets, made this suggestion. This will change the way you think about the sentence. We end with this. Bechorcha ga'alta is not talking about the firstborn. It should say hitzalta, it should say bechoreinu, for all the questions and all those reasons. Whom is it referring to? Bini bechori Yisrael. This is not a reference to the firstborn in terms of the age. It's a reference to the totality of the Jewish people, of the Jewish community. Bini bechori Yisrael, we are described as God's firstborn. Humanity are his children, but we take the status, the identity of the firstborn. So we're talking about all the Jewish people, B'nai B'chor Yisrael, that after Makas B'choros and redemption, so B'choreim Haragta, and after that, B'chorcha, B'nai B'chor Yisrael, Ga'alta, all we, the Jewish people, were able to get out. We're not only referring to the firstborn, but we're referring to the total Jewish people, and that answers all of our questions.